Welcome to Healing for Your Heart. Healing for Your Heart is a daily radio program brought to you by Amelia Kenya. God wants to dwell with you, to love, to guide, to protect, and to provide for your daily needs. God's design is for you to enjoy His presence. Healing for Your Heart is possible today. Here is your author and speaker, Amelia Kenya.
For the past several days, we have been looking at the presence of God, which is the missing something in life. We have looked at how the glory of God can depart from somebody's life. We moved on and looked at the different needs of our times as we endeavored to understand the needs of our times. In another lesson, we moved on and looked at the need of our hour today. And then we've covered topics which include God's presence being our safest umbrella in life, God's presence being our anchor in tough times. We've also looked at God's presence being the key to our healing, fulfillment, and satisfaction in life. We've looked at God's presence being our ultimate protection in life, and God's presence being that sure thing that gives us hope in hopeless situations. So today, we want to endeavor again to look at yet another big component of this big subject. With whom does God's presence abide? With whom does God's presence abide? And in particular, we want to move on and see God's presence abides with those who desire God and those who desire His presence. As we begin, let us pray and ask God to be with us and to help us. Our Father, we are grateful for yet another opportunity to hear Your word. Your children are listening. I pray that You'll take away that which is of man and feed us. Teach us from Your word. Draw us to Yourself. Speak to each heart that is listening today. Minister healing, minister grace, minister strength. Be with us. We pray for Your presence. We pray for Your guidance. Lord, we pray for Your knowledge and we pray for Your wisdom. We love You. We exalt Your holy name, for we have prayed this in Jesus' name. So God's presence abides with those who desire God Himself and His presence. How do we get God's abiding presence? How does one have God's abiding presence in life? Does God abide? Does God overshadow whom He chooses, or can any of His children actually enjoy this intimate walk with God today? And some other questions that keep lingering. Does God still walk with men and women in such a busy century as this? Can one truly enjoy that deep presence and that strong, intimate communion with God today? As we endeavor to answer these questions, let me tell you a little bit about God's presence and how God has drawn me to Himself over many years in my own life. My father was a veterinary doctor, and his deep love for animals took him to the adventures of dairy farming and raising of livestock for sale. The dairy animals were restricted to zero grazing. So this meant that large portions of our land were full of fodder crops, pasture lands for those that were left for other uses. But mainly we had fodder crops such as hay, we grew lucerne, napier grass, lots of corn. But there was also virgin pasture land for the other livestock to graze on, those that were not restricted to the zero grazing. My father also built some large granaries. In those granaries, he stocked biscuits, he stocked bread, scones and bread, and those were mainly things that could not sell from the local bakeries. And all those also were dedicated to these animals. On the west side of our house was also a coffee farm. My dad had also put his very best agricultural foot forward, and he endeavored to produce very fine coffee that would favorably compete and become part of our own country's export consignment. But for us, this meant that life on the farm was not going to be easy. It demanded many hours of hard work on a day-to-day basis. But as God began to woo himself, to woo me rather to himself, I found my heart beginning to desire a solace place, quiet places where I would also communicate with God. A strong and a deep hunger began to grow in my spirit. And the more God communed with me, the more I craved to reciprocate. I wanted to be with him. And with time, I discovered that God sets everything in place for those who desire a very close walk with him. He understands the need of your heart and he goes out to help you. He makes situations fall in place, things fall in place, aligns them for you so that you can get a closer walk with him. You can draw even closer. So that is exactly what God did for me. All I had to do was to study and to understand my environment. And so gradually I began to enjoy even what I had dreaded before. So no longer was it lonely to be out alone in the pasture area grazing or watching over animals as they were grazing. When it was my turn to pick coffee alone in those designated corners, and when I was asked to glean and get the coffee beans that were too low for the older folk to gather, it became a big delight for me. Even when it came for me to chop silage, and we did this by hand, it even proved to be a shorter task than it had ever been before. And then right there on the farm, I discovered that I had numerous opportunities to commune with God. And I looked forward to those intimate conversations with God. As I prepared the animal feeds under that cool, in the coolness of the weather, in the evenings, under those big oak trees that were outside in the backside or in the backyard of our own house, I began to enjoy those moments with God. I also enjoyed walking and just conversing with God as the animals were grazing. I looked at it like, you know, animals don't require much of a human being's attention to graze. My job was easy. It was just to keep them within our own boundaries. And so what an opportunity that proved to be for me when it came to prayer. So while on my knees, I embraced God. While I picked those ripe coffee berries that were too low, I had to be on my knees. I took advantage and called on God. And when I wanted it all quiet, when I wanted it to be all calm, where there was nobody else around me, I climbed in that high granary. That granary where my dad kept the cakes, the bread, the goodies. And I enjoyed profound moments with God. And not, of course, to mention that even after I had had good moments with God in those granaries, I had some of the baked goodies, even though they were designated for the animals. But through these sessions, I found out that God was personal. I began to learn and to realize that God was real. And he was not just personal, he was not just real, but he enjoyed communing with man. God delights in an intimate relationship with his children. And it was here that I discovered also that God can take that which we look at to be secular and turn it to be sacred. I found out that even on secular jobs, what looks like secular, you can turn them into sacred moments when God's presence is indwelling, is surrounding, and you're also embracing Him. When God comes down and you commune, or when you engage your spirit into communicating with God, even that which was just nothing but secular becomes very, very sacred. So I enjoyed those moments. As the animals were grazing, I enjoyed those moments. As I was cutting the hay, as I was cutting the napier grass, I was enjoying those moments, training my spirit to be in communication with God. It is very hard to explain some of the feelings of His presence that enveloped me on several occasions at that time. There are times it would be as though you were in a little bit of a fog, a mist, when you have communed with God and you feel that, wow, God's presence is right here. And many times it was just a very strong evidence of His presence that was all around. It will be unexplainable, but it would be very, very obvious that God's presence is around here. You see, once you experience Him, once you touch and you test the sweetness of communing with Him, it is very easy to tell when He is absent. But whenever He's present and you feel it, that He is enveloping you, His arms of grace are round about you, you can be very sure from the confidence that springs from deep within you. You can also be very sure from the peace that flows for sure like that river the Bible talks about. There is that restfulness, and then there is that deep sense of security. But to crown it all, there is also that cavernous joy. There is that inner peace, that inner contentment. Those were moments that I cherished and treasured. It was very hard to walk without that. In moments, of course, as a child, when you find you are in your own paths and you're missing, you feel like, oh, I really need to talk with God, I really need to commune with Him again. I missed those moments. And those were also experiences and moments of my life growing up that I did not want to walk without. But you see, because days never last forever, sometimes you are left desiring. Your day's experience today leaves you desiring for that closeness, for that touch, for that nearness of God again the following day. There was one particular day that quickly comes to my mind. One morning, one of my sisters was very furious with me, and she began to make inquiries from me. She was like, Amelia, what was going on? I don't understand you. We all work hard during the day. In fact, most of us go to bed when we are so furious. We are dreading a new day. When we hit our beds, we are totally knocked out, almost instantly. And that is because of exhaustion. And for sure, she was right. We would be very, very tired. But then she went on to tell me, you deprived me of sleep last night. And I was like, how? I'm one of those people whom God has blessed with sleep. I get to bed, I sleep, I thank God for that. And she was like, you don't know what you did. You chuckled, you prayed, you smiled, you laughed, and prayed again. And then as though I had really, really made her mad, she was like, how can someone talk to God like that? Little did I know that I was waking her up. Of course, those were days when we did not have the luxuries of each one of us having a bed to ourselves. So I must have been bothering her sleep. But to be honest with you, I did not know what was going on in my sleep. Little did I know that I was praying, I was laughing and chuckling and just enjoying God. But I guess it was a total overflow from that communion we had had during the day. That deep relationship, that deep communication that God had had with me must have flowed on. I only had one agenda for the night: go to bed and go to sleep and prepare for the hard work. But God's presence is real. God's presence comes to those who desire His presence. I want us to look at a man in the Bible whom God looked at as one who really enjoyed His presence. In fact, a man that God Himself called a man after God's own heart. And let us learn a few things from him. Look at Psalm 27, and we shall read together verse 4 and verse 5. Psalm 27, verse 4 and verse 5. The Bible says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord." This is the psalmist David speaking. "That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." Pause over there and think for a moment. This is David, a king. He is desiring, he's seeking after God. He is not just desiring, but look at what he goes on to do. He goes for God. The desire turns into a search. It turns into a hunt. A hunting adventure. I want him, and so I will go for him. So one thing I have desired of the Lord, and what does he do? "That which I have desired will I seek after." And look at the reason for his desiring and his seeking God. "That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." And what does he want to do even as he dwells in the house of God? To behold the beauty of the Lord. To behold. To sit right there, gaze upon God, soak in His presence, soak in His goodness, adore Him for whom He is, and express it right there to Him. That is what my heart enjoyed doing as God began to woo me unto Himself. David does not stop there. He does not want to just behold the beauty of God, but he goes on to say, and to inquire in his temple. And look at why he's desiring, why he is seeking, why he is going to God, and why he is going to gaze upon the beauty of God. The last verse, "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in the pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me." And look at the last portion, "He shall set me up upon a rock." So David learned that as you seek, as you follow, as you pursue God, God also does something for you. He hides you in Himself. He hides you in your times of trouble. He covers and He protects you. He does not even stop there either. After he has covered you from the troubles, after he has protected you, then he sets your foot, or he sets you up upon a rock. It's like he helps you move above the storms, above the troubles, above the tough situations, and sets you right above those storms on a rock. As I've said, it is very hard to explain, but that feeling when I desired, right from being a young child, and I'm talking of when I was 12, 13, 14, 15, I was growing into knowing God. That feeling that God would open Himself up and He would hide me in Himself. There was nothing that I would compare to sitting right in the heart of God. And God putting Himself round about me, God putting His arms round about me, shielding me and protecting me. And as I was sitting right there inside God, I would be gazing at Him, loving Him for what He has done, loving Him for who He is, loving Him for just what He was doing, loving on me. But you see, that was not just for David. I'm glad that God opens our hearts. God puts a desire in our hearts to yearn for Him. God puts a desire in man. Every man created of God has a vacuum for God. And God stirs that vacuum in every man's heart. You go on this search. Sometimes you don't know exactly what it is that you're missing, but it is that vacuum opening up, getting wider, letting you know, yes, there is a better way to go through life. God is right here. God wants me to seek Him. God wants me to enjoy His presence. So you too can reach. You can reach out to God. Just like the psalmist, you can also find your place right there in God. I want you to look at another scripture with me as we look at what David did and how his heart thirsted for God, so that we too can thirst for Him and get to know Him better as we desire His presence in our lives. Look at the book of Psalms, chapter 42, and we shall only look at two verses, verse 1 and verse 2. Psalm 42, verse 1 and verse 2, the Bible says, "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God." My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? You don't have to go through life empty. Your heart can pant for God. You too can have God in your own life. Do you desire to see God working powerfully on your side? Do you have that desire within you to move from just being secular to having God's own abiding presence? Do you find your heart desiring to have God on your side, to know Him better, for God to put His arms round about you? It is not limited to only one person. It is not limited to David. God opens His arms wide to each one of us and tells us, "My son, come." So you can have God's presence, but God's presence abides with those who seek Him. Will you purpose to seek God today and have His presence? Let us pray together. Our Father, we bless your name. We exalt you. We glorify your name. We are living at a time in the history of man when we need your presence desperately. Father, we look at what happens round about us, and hearts are bound to be distressed. Hearts are bound to be fearful. But thank you, because you have never changed. You have remained the same, and we can find a place right here before you. Lord, it is true that those who seek you find you. Those whose hearts pant for you find you. So help us, our Father. Draw us to yourself again. Increase that little desire that could be in hearts of listeners, that we shall yearn for you more and more, that we shall desire your presence. Like David, we shall seek to be hidden by you. We shall seek to be covered by you. We shall seek for you to fight our battles. So hide us in yourself. Cover us with yourself. Hide us from the deep troubles that surround us. Put us safe on that rock, the solid rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, we love you. We exalt you. We glorify you. For we have prayed this in Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning into Healing for Your Heart. You can contact Amelia Kenya through her website, ameliakenya.com. That's ameliakenya.com. There, you will also find spiritual resources through her books, Prayer and Spiritual Warfare, Spiritual Victory for the 21st Century, Back to God for Healing, The Power of a Woman, and God's presence, the missing something.